Can you talk a little bit of the way the roster is now with the 26 decisions you have to make? What do you think about the shape of the roster now?
Stayed with 14. Actually, we did not stay with 14. We stayed with 13 right now. The shape of the roster, I think, it's going to change. It's obviously fluid day by day in terms of how guys are doing physically and what the needs are for us, on a day-to-day basis.
Obviously, with Christian Bethencourt here, being able to catch in first base, play first base, how much did that kind of factor into the decision with Austin?
Christian's done a good job. He's performed, and we talk about that a lot. Performance at this level, matters. He's taken some great at-bats, and as well as his versatility. Anytime you have a catcher that has some versatility that can play, multiple positions, it helps with, some roster flexibility.
What did you hear about Blues?
Yeah, the line's not great, but the health was, and so that was the most important factor for us. He threw strikes, which is important, and I think overall, his mindset is that he feels great and he's ready to be back.
Are you still saying if we'll need another one, or do you think he'll be activated without needing another rehab?
I think most likely, see how today goes, and then we'll make a decision based on how he recovered and how he feels after, going through his day to day.
Can you talk a little bit about what you have seen of Nick Allen and some of the things that went into the decision of keeping him here, although you have a whole bunch of infielders?
Yeah, Nick, from the standpoint of roster and for Nick being here with us, he gives us some depth in the infield, as you talk about. He also gives us an option if we want a pinch run late in the game. So there's some versatility to him being here. I think he's got his feet on the ground now. You've seen his at-bats continually get better, I think, and that's a good sign. So,
how much of a luxury is it to have four relievers down there, lefty relievers?
Yeah, the left-handed relievers are, anytime you have a multitude of options, it's great, right? Our guys down there are kind of built differently. If you look at our lefties, from AJ to Kolarik, completely different styles, and that's good. I think it creates a good mix of options.
What's Paul consistently doing well on the mound?
Blackburn?
Yeah.
I think Paul's definitely. He's tomorrow, but right. he's mixing pitches well. He's staying in and out of the zone really efficiently and effectively. The breaking ball has become another pitch for him that he's utilizing, and obviously his changeup has become a weapon for him.
Dalton's answers after the game in San Francisco about his perspective about things. It's a 5-year anniversary of his Tommy John. He wants to pitch better, but just his mindset. How impressed are you with the young guy still that kind of knows just to stay in the moment and move to the next step, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think we've built a routine for Dalton, which I'm happy about. I think we tried to focus on that in spring training. The preparation part of a routine is really important, I think, for young guys, which we've tried to establish in the minor leagues, of creating a culture that, they don't only take part in their daily activities, but from a standpoint of arm care and getting off the mound, playing catch, but also from the scouting standpoint, really learning how to prepare for their start. And I think Dalton's of that, mentality that he's taken that on and cares about it, and you see the intense focus, I think, on game day and how he feels confident when he walks on the mound about being ready.
When he talked to you after the game yesterday. You said you hadn't talked to Kaepernick yet. Keep going with thinking everything's okay with him.
Yeah. Cap and I talked late afternoon yesterday, and you know, I think he and I both agree. Just he couldn't make that adjustment. You know, he's got a few days here now to get in with Scott and focus on, you know, looking if there was something mechanically different. But overall, I think, you know, I think he's in the right mindset right now, going to prepare for his next start and come out and give us his best efforts.
In the past, Cap has been very, very driven and focused. It feels like he's kind of loosened up a little bit this last season. Have you noticed that at all?
Well, I think there's, you know, for Cap, that intensity is a good thing. That focus of any motion is a good thing. You know, I don't necessarily look at Cap as a laid-back guy. So I think you'll see probably a different Cap when he takes them out in 4 days.
All set?
Thanks, guys.